Now, it's always great to have new people on the shows, and I'm very, very honoured to welcome two guests from home instead. Would each of you like to do a grand introduction of yourselves?
Hi there, I'm Sheena Van Paris and I'm one of the owners of Home Instead Senior Care, and we support older people living in their own homes in and around the towns of Harrogate, Ripon and Thirsk.
Hello, my name's Andrew Van Paris. I'm also part owner of Home Instead Senior Care in the Harrogate, Ripon and Thirsk area. Well, at Home Instead Senior Care, we specialise in supporting older people to live independently in their own homes, as the name suggests. Our approach is slightly different in that our care is companionship based. So our caregivers spend quality time with our clients, a minimum of 1 hour each visit, and often longer. Our caregivers are matched to our clients, sometimes based on common interests or skills or activities that they might like to do together.
Like a care dating industry.
A little bit like that, yeah. Yes. We call it matching.
Yeah, matchmaking. Yeah.
And then the most important thing from there is to make sure that we have a consistent approach. So our clients will receive regular visits from the same staff members who will, over a period of time, get to know them, build a relationship that's based on trust, and then it just flourishes from there. So we end up supporting people not just with their physical needs, but also on a social and emotional level as well. So we're supporting the whole person.
And what you do with Home Instead has been very wholeheartedly recognised by the Queen. Tell us about this.
That's correct, yes. We're so proud that in 2016, as part of the Queen's 90th birthday celebrations, Home Instead were awarded the Queen's Award for Enterprise in Innovation, and were the first care company in the UK ever to have received that prestigious award.
That's amazing. Mm.
And that was linked really with Home Instead and the way that we do the matching, and obviously the time as well, you know, that we give to people.
Yeah.
So our team don't feel rushed. So it's all about quality.
Oh, thank you, Queen. That's a huge congratulations.
Thank you.
And something else as well that you are very keen on is the selecting of staff and the training of staff.
We're involved personally in all of the recruitment decisions of our staff, and myself and Sheena very much have one kind of test, and that's what we call the mum test, which is essentially, would we be comfortable having you look after our own mum? Now, if that person's good enough to look after our own mum, we'd be happy to actually then employ them. Then there's the training that we put people through. We're very lucky that at Home Instead, we're part of a worldwide network of Home Instead offices. The basic approach is to, certainly with one of the modules that we do, is to ensure that our caregivers have a really good understanding and insight into the challenges faced by older people.
So how do you give people that insight, and how are you going to give me that insight today? Okay.
Well, I'm glad you've asked that question.
Oh!
we've brought along a kit that we use in our training, where we're going to sort of simulate what it would be like for you aged 85 with certain medical conditions, which Sheena's going to explain to you.
Okay.
So you were a very active lady when you were younger.
Excellent.
And you were also very independent. So it's difficult, you know, as your body ages, things are happening to your body that, you know, it becomes much more difficult to handle. You have got cataracts in your eyes and you find it increasingly difficult to see. So I'm going to give you a pair of glasses to put on.
Right, I'm going to take my headphones
yes.
off.
Yes.
These particular glasses will simulate a couple of things. Yeah. Not only do you have cataracts, you've recently suffered a stroke and this has given you partial blindness.
Right, okay. So okay. My left eye, I can see almost all of it. There's a section that I can't. My right eye, I really can't see much at all. And the rest of it's kind of blurred and grey. So it's not great vision.
Not great, not great vision, is it? You've also got, unfortunately, you also have arthritis
in your
hands. So we're going to ask you to put on a pair of gloves now, which have sticks.
They do. Lollipop sticks. Cotton wool. Oh, this is going to be impossible.
And you'll notice that there's cotton wool in the fingertips.
There is, yeah.
And That is to simulate sensitivity, obviously, from the stroke. And with the arthritis, you've got decreased sensitivity of the fingers.
Yeah, so I can't feel anything on the fingertips.
No.
And both of my pointing fingers, index finger, is that what they call them?
Yes.
Both of my index fingers, I can't actually bend.
Because you've got joint stiffness because of the age-related conditions.
Okay, and now what
have
you handed
me? Now, I'd like you to take out three... You have to take three pills every morning, part of your medication routine. So I'd like you to take... Open that prescription bottle.
Oh, God.
And
so this is one of those, yeah, push down. If I can actually read the top. Push down and unscrew. Okay. Well, you can't.
We've got time. We're here. We've got time. We're not going to rush you.
Hey.
And if you can take out three pills, please, and just place them in a line in front of you. And now if you could try and pick them up and put them back into the pill pot.
This is hard. Everything does just take a really long time, doesn't it?
Now, you've got that decreased sensitivity in the fingertips, haven't
three,
you?
Three are back in.
Now, we'd like you to write a check. So we've got a check here, a mock check.
Okay, right, so I'm not handing over my payslip.
And there's
a pen.
There's a pen. And now if you could write out the check, you've got to pay a bill. If you could write it out to ABC Heating.
I'm not holding the pen at all how I would normally. And my writing looks like I'm about four.
And if you could make it out for £150.
Golly.
You've had a bit of work done in the house.
I see, okay.
It's not easy, is it?
No, it's not easy.
How's that made you feel?
How's it made you feel? Yeah.
It makes me feel a little bit powerless. See, I want to take these glasses off because it doesn't feel right, but in actual fact, 85-year-old Mrs. Tyler wouldn't... She can't just take her glasses off.
So you're living with that 24 hours a day.
If there are people out there who want to get in touch with either of you, Sheena or Andrew, or somebody else at home instead, what's the best step for them to take? How do they find out more?
They can visit our website, send us an email, or give us a call. We do a lot of things just talking to people in the community by way of trying to educate people to try and make our community as good a place to get old in as it possibly can be.
Sheena and Andrew, thank you very much for coming in.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
And you can find out about everything that Home Instead could do for you and your family at homeinstead.co.uk/Harrogate.